Welcome. I'm so glad you're here to join me for a time of prayer and reflection on Scripture. Find a comfortable position and take a few deep, calming breaths before we begin. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in our midst. Give us eyes to see and ears to hear your word. May I know God's love. May I know God's rest. May I know God's peace. Our theme for this month is faith and trust. Today we'll be reading from Hebrews 11, verses 1 to 3. As I read the scripture, turn your thoughts quietly toward the Lord. Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. This chapter of Hebrews is known as the Hall of Fame. We are encouraged to see the ancients as an example of true faith. Faith and trust go hand in hand. Is there an area in my life where I'm not trusting God? Lord, teach me to trust in what is not seen. Where am I not confident? God, help me to have hope. As we reread this passage, ask God to bring to mind the youth that you interact with. How can you encourage them as they explore faith and trust? What does that look like in this situation? Now, faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. God is doing a work that we don't see in the youth. Trust that that work is happening. Lord, show me the faithfulness of your work in the life of each young person I come in contact with today. As youth come to mind, pray for them by name. As we end this time together, we close with the Wesleyan Covenant Prayer. I am no longer my own, but yours. Put me to what you will. Place me with whom you will. Put me to doing, put me to suffering. Let me be put to work for you or set aside for you, praised for you or criticized for you. Let me be full, let me be empty. Let me have all things, let me have nothing. I freely and fully surrender all things to your glory and service. And now, O wonderful and holy God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer, you are mine and I am yours. So be it. And the covenant which I have made on earth, let it also be made in heaven. Amen.